This is a HeadGum Original.
I see you changed your style from Amir's
"and I will always HeadGum podcast, will always podcast." Welcome to the show, Claire Slaughter, for the first time ever, I think.
Yeah.
Amir is crying.
We've got Marika Brownlee on the sax and Amir Blumenfeld bringing the flax.
I didn't want to hear that. I was asking you a question and you interrupted me with that poison. It was,
what was your question?
I was saying that you usually slate by telling us to say Amir start, Marika start, and then you line that up. And then recently you changed it to everybody clapping at the same time.
No, you did that. You said that when we recorded the If I Were You episode that I was on. And I was like, wait, this is so much more efficient. So that's what we're doing.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you're giving me credit. I feel like we started doing
this show with claps also, and then you transitioned to the weird start thing.
Claire, would you like to just introduce yourself, what you do at HeadGum? Maybe a little bit about yourself, describe yourself in 9 words, et cetera.
Oh, I mean, if I have to... let's see. I do all the things, but appearing on this podcast is mostly the job description. Is that 9 words?
That is, yeah, that's what it says on your contract, I believe.
I also do a bit of, I don't know, you describe it. I'm curious to hear what your description is.
Well, you said, if I have to, that's kind of your whole attitude towards this show, I feel like. It's like,
yeah,
everyone's been, I think everybody's been on the show except you.
Yeah.
Regarding non-interns.
And now I have to, so here I am.
This is your obligatory one and only appearance. Claire works in content as well as the occasional campaign email sent out, etc. You hail from...
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
Close. Do you want to keep on guessing?
Yeah, let me guess again. Amherst, Massachusetts.
I can't tell if you're getting warmer or colder, but you're not
too far off. Where's Claro from? Because I'm pretty sure you're her.
I actually, okay. She has a song on her album, the first song. The title track is the same red line stop that was mine in high school. So I think we're from the same area. I know, everyone's really excited to hear that, right?
Claro. Claro.
Have you not heard, oh my God, Amir, this is unbelievable. Hang on. Have you not heard Sophia?
No.
You haven't heard this song? Amir is falling asleep. It was produced in Echo Park, like a few blocks away from where I live.
Wow, this girl is sort of stalking you guys. She's from Claire's hometown. She lives next to you.
Well, not she doesn't live there. That's where the studio was. She lives in New York. Near Jake and Marika.
So you're stalking.
Do you think she's listening right now?
If she is listening, I would just like to tell her that I am supporting her. I bought a sweatshirt for my buddy AJ that I think should be arriving today. All right, this brings us to our first segment. What?
How?
What do you mean how? Get to know Claro Slaughter. So,
ooh, this is exciting.
These are all questions.
Because I love to not be withholding.
We have to make a shirt that says that now and put it in the store. Guys, these questions are only for Claire, but Marika and Amir, if you guys want to chime in, you can. It's just that if you decide to answer one of the questions, I will yell at you and I will break you. That's not to stop you. In fact, I encourage you to answer them. I just will have to come at you from all angles.
Got it.
All right. Claire, what are the top 3 things on your bucket list?
This is a doomed segment. The top 3 things on my bucket list? I don't know that I have a bucket list. For
top
this
10,
year,
then.
Like trying to, like answering questions is hard for me sometimes.
Okay,
it's hard for us all when there's, when they're like this also.
What do you mean, Marika?
You like to catch us off guard.
I should start this show by saying unguard. all right, one thing on your bucket list. It can be wrong.
Oh, I have one. I'd like to own a boat and also be rich enough to afford to have someone just take care of it, because taking care of a boat is really annoying, but being on one is so great.
Do you mean like a yacht or do you mean like a dinghy?
It can be a sailboat, but I definitely don't want a dinghy.
Okay, because I'd love a dinghy. There is this video of Mac DeMarco back when he used to live in Far Rockaway Beach. And he's like,
doesn't
yeah,
he still live there?
No, he lives in Silver Lake.
Don't know that.
You didn't know that?
No. I'm telling you not to know that.
All right. What is the biggest risk you've taken ever?
Oh, I have a really good one for this. I don't know if it's the biggest risk I've taken, but something very risky I did was swim in the East River.
Ooh.
Jesus. Why?
Shit. And I lived to tell the tale.
Right.
Did you have food poisoning afterwards or something?
I mean, sometimes my body's a little weird.
How did you submerge your head?
I don't remember. I was pretty drunk. I think
people
cool.
go
probably.
Kayaking in the East River.
That's isn't it like, so different than swimming, really. Well,
you're risking
it's
it.
Considerably closer to the water than like being on the East River ferry.
That's true.
I saw some people jet skiing this weekend on the East River.
Like
isn't it
Hitch?
Like toilet water? It's like not.
It's absolutely toilet water.
It's city runoff water, to be absolutely sure.
So you were just swimming
what
in
was
that,
the
and
question
then you felt
again?
Fine.
Will you?
The question was, what's the biggest risk you've ever taken?
So there you go. Getting in toilet water that has a very fierce undertow.
Did it smell?
I think that's a pretty good answer.
What was the story? Because you said you were drunk. It obviously was a good night.
I guess I'm talking to. Have you ever been to the Woods, anyone, in New York?
Familiar.
It's a truly awful bar.
Is it the one that's like a long hallway? It's like a long hallway.
Sorry, Amir, let her finish. And the let her finish, Amir, but yeah.
A smoky piece of, yeah.
Amir, let her finish.
I was just wondering, because I could put myself there.
I'm so sorry about him, Claire.
I was just joining the conversation. You don't have to apologize.
I don't know if it has a new name. I don't know if it still exists, but I was there, and then I was walking up to Greenpoint with a bunch of people, and we thought...
Up the bridge?
No, from Williamsburg, up Kent, maybe.
Oh, it's in Williamsburg.
Yeah, up to Greenpoint. And then we were like, what if we did a detour and went into a park and then from that park went into the water? And then we did.
What time of year was this?
It was warm enough for me to not get sick from cold anyway.
Okay. So you weren't freezing and doing that?
No, it was. I think I had a great time, but it was a while ago. I haven't taken any risks since then, basically. That was my
risk.
Quota.
Well, this question is like people ask this all the time, so you have to have at least one answer. And I'm surprised that Amir and Marika... I'm actually not surprised that Amir doesn't have one, but I'm surprised Marika doesn't have an answer for this one.
For the question you just asked.
Yeah, what's the biggest risk you've ever taken?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer because he said you were going to berate me if I did. So.
No, I said feel free to answer it. There just might be consequences. But, all right, again, Amir, please jump in whenever you want.
I did once, and you said that I was ruining the flow of conversation or something, that you apologized to Claire.
No, because Claire was telling a story, and you kind of jumped the carp into the story. I'm saying that when... Sorry, I'm sorry you have to see me like this, Claire. I'm saying when I ask the question, everyone feel free to jump in.
All right, so do you want to know my...
But if it's not Claire, I might have to yell at you, is all.
Okay, do you want to know my... the riskiest thing I've ever done, or it doesn't matter?
Sure, yeah. If you have a story, yeah. Let's hear it.
I think I told this story on the podcast, so I'll keep it brief, recently, right? That Jake and I went on the world's biggest swing in New Zealand.
Right.
So that was the riskiest thing I've ever done.
And you did tell that on the podcast like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So you think so that's the time you're going to chime in? That's when you're going to kind of steal the spotlight from Claire?
I don't want to say the whole
thing. This is Claire's first appearance, possibly only appearance. And you felt it, right? Sorry, you felt it right to answer that question with a story that you've already told. So much so that you were conscious of it because you didn't tell the story in full because you knew you just did like 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I didn't know if it was this podcast or another, so I just wanted to answer the question without getting into the story.
Claire, what do you like to cook the most?
Me?
Ooh. No, please.
Anybody, let's fucking open it up. But again, I might have to yell at you.
Yeah, I guess the thing I like cooking the most is steak in a cast iron skillet. I saw a YouTube video that explains it pretty well, and the results speak for themselves. It's nice. I don't have to. So often I would grill, and that would sort of dry out the meat. But there's something about keeping that cast iron skillet clean, but like, you know, not fully clean. It already has the fat from previous steaks, so I don't have to really put anything. It's just almost like a self moisturizing cast iron at this point. So,
and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that you really stole the floor again on this question, man.
Are you searing and then putting in the oven?
You know, I used to put it in the oven, and now I'm like, I don't have to put it in the oven. Like, I sear it.
Are you serious that you put it in the oven? This is unbelievable. You should be able to finish it on the pan.
Sorry, let's hear what Claire has to say.
No, I'm interested in the steak technique.
Yeah. Yeah, you can add butter and get really into it, but I don't know. Maybe it's my Jewish DNA that shies away from the whole butter on a steak situation.
And you should be better if you're going to really get into it. If you're going to interject, because this is Claire's time. If you're going to interject, make sure it's worth her time.
All right.
I think it was great. I think it was worth my time. Might not have been worth your time.
So great. Claire's fine with it.
No, great. Yeah. That's great. Then I love it. Then I love it.
But don't, I'm always guilty until proven innocent. Don't assume that I've annoyed Claire and then have her come to my defense. Because that puts her in a real weird situation where she has to defend me to you.
All right. Anyway. Friday night, you've got
groceries. She didn't answer. Claire didn't answer.
I'm saying Friday night, Claire. You want to make a meal out of it, and you want to make a meal on the day. So what are you making? This is like you can spend any amount of money on groceries.
Okay. Well, some of my favorite things to make, and honestly, I could be real long-winded about this. Some of my favorite things to make aren't really a Friday night meal. I'm one of those horrible bread baking people, which is not a Friday night activity. But making a stew is fun. Any sort of, I like a pot with a lot of shit in it.
Slow cooker?
not really, but you know.
Stew or
pressure cooker? Or?
Yeah, what else do I cook? I don't know. I roast a lot of things. Actually, a friend recently texted me about something I'm excited to make. You roast green beans and then you put a bunch of chili crisp on it.
Are you still stewing in the summer? Because it's like air conditioned at home, so it really doesn't matter. Is it like
when you're like, it's too hot to make outside? A big curry.
Yeah, even if it's like you can have a curry in August and that's fine because like you got
any
the AC
pet
going.
Peeves?
What's that mean?
Any pet peeves?
Why the like, face? Why was that voice in the face?
Also, they were right in the middle of a conversation. You cut me off from even interjecting into it, saying that I too like to make stews and roast things.
We have a nice, you accidentally started a nice conversation and you couldn't even let that happen.
Oh, also, I really like cooking eggs because it's a fun kind of, it feels like a game to try to perfect and try different techniques.
What do you got?
I'm not an egg person at all.
What have I got? I've got all the sorts of eggs.
Scrambled, obviously fried, yes, over whatever, over medium. And then do you go like to advanced AP eggs?
Things
which is
that sort of rub you the wrong way. Pet peeves.
We're still stuck talking
is
about
this an every week thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you never heard the show?
Well, you know, I tune out the second your voice comes in.
Yeah. Very early on. So in this episode, it would be when you were singing And I Will Always Love You or something.
And I Will Always Headgum, I think it was.
Not legal, so don't keep that part in.
Definitely not.
Eggs are also very economically efficient. Like you buy a dozen for $5 and that's six breakfasts or something.
Yeah, I just think they're miracle food and they taste so good.
Who doesn't like an egg? Anyway, Marika doesn't, but
I think a lot of people don't like eggs. Yeah.
I really don't. I can't do it. Okay, of course.
Welcome to our next segment, The Price of Rice.
Yeah, of course. Obviously it was going to be that.
There are no more questions for me. This is both
I'll throw them out throughout the rest of the show, but for now, we have to move on because we're at 15 minutes, and usually I only get 35 minutes before Amir leaves. Welcome to The Price is Rice, the only game show on the airwaves or not, where you have to guess the price of rice. These are the going rates of different grains at dollars per pound, all right? Marika, let's start off with you. Jasmine rice.
Per
what
pound?
Is the price per pound in American US dollars?
I'm going to go like 50 cents.
Wrong. $3 per pound.
That can't be true. I've definitely bought it for far cheaper.
This is a quick Google search away. And it might be
price per pound?
Price per pound, yeah. Rice per pound. Amir, fried.
You don't buy that in pounds.
$5.50.
How are you going to Google this?
It's got to be higher. Because then you can...
Wrong!
Like a frozen
$7.50 bag. $7.50. No, at a restaurant.
I see. I think.
For the you table. Think?
You could do like all an 8-ounce serving and then back into it.
That's absolutely right. Claire got the Easter egg in the game. All right. White rice. Order plain white rice. Claire, what are we? What's the going rate?
From a restaurant or from a grocery store? Cooked or
this
uncooked?
This is uncooked from a grocery store.
225.
White rice comes in as the cheapest grain rice to purchase per pound at 70 cents ish.
Wow. I'd love to learn about rice.
Amir, brown rice. Here we go. This is when it really amps up. These are all worth double points.
Same as the white rice. Same price.
What's that?
Same price as the white rice. It's the same option. You get the same thing. They say, do you want brown rice or white rice?
Wrong, there's... man. It's obviously wrong. It's $3.35.
And what was the white one?
The white rice was 71 cents on the
pound. Wait, it's more expensive than jasmine?
No, brown rice? Yeah.
Wow. Figure out the answers. We don't trust the host.
Post your resources in the episode description when this goes live.
I will cite my sources. I absolutely will cite my sources.
Thank you.
Marika, basmati rice. Let's really get into it. This is worth triple points. Claire's in the lead right now at 550 points. You guys have zero.
Of course.
I'll make it a little easier. I'll give you guys leeway of plus or minus 50 cents.
I'm going to go $4. Of course.
80 cents. Per pound. Basmati's economical.
What,
I'll be honest about
what
that.
What stores
what
is this from?
What are you talking about, Marika?
Obviously, it's going to...
They're all different stores. I didn't want to be married to a store. We keep talking in content meetings about needing to do branded content shows, and I don't see a wholesaler fucking sponsoring the HeadGum podcast, and until then, I'm not going to be married to one store as my source. Amir, get off your phone.
Sorry, I'm looking up. All your answers are wrong. I don't know where you're getting them.
Long grain rice, Claire.
Long grain.
Yeah.
I come from a family of rice growers, so this is upsetting. My dad is
correct! That is absolutely rice, Marika.
Do you still want my answer? Or
yes,
no?
Long grain rice. Long grain rice,
okay.
To be sure.
125.
One,
no, 125.
125? Correct! Well, Claire's in the lead at 1,275 points. Marika has coming up to second at 775 points. Amir, you're still at zero. And tread lightly because you can be left with negative points.
Who cares?
What do you mean?
Who cares if I have negative points in the game? You just made up the game. The rules don't apply to anybody. And you're
it's
making
for
up
a
the
cash
answers.
Prize.
Yeah, he's going to Venmo
it's
us
for
again
a cash
for sure.
Prize. So I think
cash
you care
rice.
Now.
All right, fine.
I have $282.55 in my bank account as we squeak. Winner gets it all. Double or nothing if you win this last round. Which costs more? All right, this is quadruple trouble. Sticky rice?
Is this
rice?
A speed round?
This is, it's only one more question. And it's a
like
little bit easier.
Like, who answers?
Yeah.
All of you guys, whoever to answer first.
Okay,
no, you know what? No, this is better. I'm going to make it a speed round. Whoever to answer first and closest wins half this last round. Sticky rice.
Sticky rice.
Sticky rice, yeah.
Yeah.
$6.
What's that?
$6.
Correct. It was $5.50, and Claire said
no,
$6.
That's not how this works.
By the
I
way.
Made the game, Marika. I absolutely made the game. You don't tell me it doesn't work this way.
Also,
Claire is in the lead at 7,000 points so far. Marika's coming up the rear at 1,200 points. Amir, for being on your phone, that's negative 9 points.
Claire said... Over, she guessed over. The one rule about Price is Right is you cannot go over. That's why people guess one. It's the most famous thing about Price is Right.
Also, literally, the rule that you said this last round was going to be was which costs more, and you only said sticky rice. You did not give multiple options.
Last round, winner takes all. What is the price within 50 cents of forbidden rice?
$8.95.
We'll keep going until somebody gets it right.
$7.60.
What?
$7.
It's $9.50.
So many. That's close enough. I mean, what are you going to say? $7.10? That's unbelievable. Claire wins the game with a final score of 7,000 points. This has been The Price is Rice.
think he's Venmoing you.
Is this your Venmo? Claire-Slaughter?
Sounds like me. No I?
No.
Great, that's me.
Amir, how's your day going?
My what?
How's your day going?
It soured after that game.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fun. That is fun.
Did you actually get a Venmo, Claire?
I really hope this is the right
question. Oh, I got it. I got it. $2.12.55.
I overestimated how much. I said 282. I had 212.
That's
I am
so
officially broke. I have $0 in my bank account.
To do.
Well, I'm sending Claire an invoice for almost 2 months of work tomorrow. So
yeah, what? But it's not her so paying
yeah, she's
you
not
directly
paying you
from
that.
Her bank account.
Really?
That's why I like this game.
Because Marty said that Claire is going to be handling my payroll. From,
like, through her Venmo?
Yeah, but that's...
Guess again.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to Campfire Confessions. I had a pick and I don't know what I did with it. Here we go. Have you guys ever been to a campfire?
I don't think so.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Okay. Does that sound in tune?
No.
You only played one note, so can't really tell.
So it is in tune.
That sounds very bad.
Yeah, so not good.
Is that good?
Awful.
All right. So the name of the game is Campfire Confessions. How it's played is that you make a confession, however lighthearted or dark it may be, and then you just kind of turn it into a campfire tune. You don't have to sing along, but I thought it could be a fun little game to get to know each other, all of us better, and for the audience to get to know you better, Claire, because you might not be ever on the show ever again. How it's going so far... I would have to disagree with that.
I don't know. I got $212, so I might come back.
All right, here we go. When I was 11, I used my mom's credit card to make a wholesale order of Warhead sour candy. My tongue was numb for a year. All right, Amir, you go.
I'm trying to think of something dreadful from my past to share while you play guitar.
I mean, when you say it like that, it sounds awesome.
When I was 9, my brother grabbed my foot in a pool and sort of dragged me down, but I was already out of breath, so I felt like he was going to drown me. Fortunately, I had enough in me to wiggle through his hold, get to the surface, and save my life.
I learned to ride a bike when I was 19.
Late.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not dark, but get to know me.
Marika. Don't be stumped. You've had the longest amount of time to think about it as all of us.
I like to withhold information as well. I never went to a frat party in college.
All right, my turn again. I used to keep Nicorette in my car, and when my friends would ask for a piece of gum, I'd give them nicotine addictions.
Song is too long.
Do you guys have any more, or do you want me to round them out?
What the hell is your problem?
What, man? What's wrong with what I said?
You gave your friends nicotine addictions. So I mean, that's obviously not good.
At what age?
How old are you when you're in seventh grade?
13.
Okay. So like formative years.
Yes. Yeah. So when your brain is the most plastic, they're forming neuropathways every single hour on the hour. And I was kind of, shoehorned in a little bit of, nicotine substance.
Did any of them become addicted to cigarettes?
Huh?
Did any of them then get a cigarette
Sometimes
addiction because of you?
Sometimes when I have some free time, I submit my resume and cover letter for jobs that I'm kind of qualified for, get a job interview, do the job interview, get an offer, and then ghost the company. If you wear a janitorial outfit, you can get into any building after hours. I've robbed like 20 hedge funds.
I think he's just doing his half hour for us.
Yeah, where'd you pull the tune? That's nice.
That's Tell Me Why by Neil Young.
Learn how to play it better.
What's that?
A lot of the times it's not coming out well. And you have to keep that in.
You did have some time to practice.
Practice
you're
presenting
more. It now.
Right, practice. So much. Well, the issue is, and you guys can't really see this, but I am in my childhood bedroom and there's like racks
excuses.
Of clothes next to me.
And yeah, we can see it.
Yeah, like the neck of the guitar kind of goes into the clothes. And then on this side, my elbow is out the door. This is not wide enough of a room for me to be playing an acoustic guitar. I've been cheated on in every relationship I've ever been in.
Say more.
That concludes this edition of Campfire Confessions.
That has to be
Brownlee.
On you. That
What's
has to
that?
Be you.
What do you mean, man?
Yeah, you're the common elf.
I know. I don't make people feel emotionally supported. I don't make people feel physically attractive. I sow seeds of doubt and division within their families, and I'll get close enough to them and before I sweep the rug out under them. I just disappear for days at a time because I'm honing my craft. I don't even do stand-up. What does that mean, honing my craft?
Why'd you put the guitar away?
All right, this is a perfect segue into the next segment called Fix Me, Jeffrey. I'm obviously a Lothario. I'm kind of a Casanova when it comes to the opposite sex, the same sex, what have you. And I'd love to out some dating advice. Amir, you've been in a committed relationship for what? 5 years, 4 years, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years. Claire, what's your situation?
I'm single, so need some fixing, I guess.
Marika?
Ditto.
Ditto. All right. This will go for all of you guys, because Amir, there's no way there aren't issues within your guys' relationship. It appears perfect from the outside, but I guarantee it's not. If you guys have any qualms, any queries, anything that I can kind of help you guys out with in terms of dating, or if there is a past issue, maybe I can shed some light on it. Let me know.
I think after what you said in the previous segment, I'm kind of concerned more about you, I guess. It's an awful thing. And I guess as like a friend, I feel like I want to make sure you're okay. I feel less like you need to focus on my problems.
I was good. I am down over $200 today. And
from the game.
Game, I didn't expect that to happen. I don't know what I thought, but I didn't know that was going to be the end. What is it about me that rubs people the wrong way? I don't seem to understand.
You seem to troll a lot of
you're asking us to do a lot of work.
definitely.
Just like, do you make people do work in relationships, maybe?
Well, you got to put in the work. That's kind of been my MO. I thought this was like a way to make sure that someone was really in it for the long haul.
Do you put in any work?
I feel like I put
you
in more than my fair
share. You disappear for days
share.
At a time, though.
Yes, I disappear. But it's a test. It's a test to see if they're up to speed. And I want to know if they would actually go looking for mead.
Has that worked in any of them?
It hasn't, because every time I do that, that's when they cheat on me.
Yeah. And you're asking if we have any questions for you to give us dating advice?
I would love to, because say what you will, but I have dated a lot of people.
Say what we will?
Say what you may.
Just mount your microphone. Put it on a stable surface. Don't let it fall.
It's on my laptop. It's the surface is stable. It's my emotions that are not.
Yeah, that's clear.
Okay, what dating stories? Do you guys have any horror stories? Anything? I broke up with a girl once because she really liked Nickelback.
It's pretty shallow.
What grade were you in?
Well, she was also a Republican. I found out both in the same night.
How'd that come to light?
She cheated on me, and
right,
so I kind of approached her about it, and she was like, why are you mad at me? I haven't seen you in a month. Amir, what's
And then she was like, by the way, I like Nickelback.
Well, she was like, we kind of made up in a way, and then she put some music on, and it was Photograph. It was like, look at this photograph. Every time I look, it makes me laugh.
And then she was like, by the way, this is how I'm voting in the upcoming election while I listen to that song.
So you were there. Holy shit. Yeah. This is unbelievable. You guys get on mic.
There's a little fly on the wall.
Right. This segment did not go how I thought it would.
Did the other ones?
What's that?
Did the other ones go well to you?
The get to know Claire Slafter looked great to me. It's going to sound even better. This brings us to our final segment, Slaffing My Ass Off. Claire, I'm going to text you a joke and you're going to say it out loud. Okay. This is like your tight five.
Okay. I'm going. Amir is so old, he calls light bulbs electric candles. Jeffrey's words, not mine.
Yeah, that's definitely good to add at the end.
No one laughed. That's fine.
I don't think delivery would affect the...
I'm not offended. I just don't understand.
Delivery affects it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like...
It sounds like he's so stupid.
I'm so comfortable reading it because it doesn't... Exactly. It doesn't really... feel at all hurtful.
It's confusing.
Yeah. You know.
Just texted the next one. This one, I promise you will hit.
Amir is so old. He's still shocked that alcohol is legal. That one makes a little bit of sense,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because so prohibition's like, 100 years
prohibition,
old.
Prohibition, yeah. Prohibition, not prohibition.
What's that?
I'll cut this part out, but why do you do this, Amir? Like, you come on the show almost every week, and then you fucking try to make me out to be a fucking asshole. Last week's episode, it was fine. You weren't
right.
there, and it actually went pretty well. Everyone thinks I'm the one that derails this shit. You just kind of box me into this corner to make me out to be some fucking moron.
Amir is so old, he still has Pan Am frequent flyer miles.
That one's pretty good, actually.
Marika, it's okay to laugh.
I know it's work.
She was laughing.
It's all billable. Am I right, guys? It's all billable. And that's what I text Marty sometimes.
Yeah, we're salary, so.
For sure. Okay, next joke.
And he left.
Amir left. And just in time for this absolute banger of a joke. This often happens, Claire. People just kind of leave me hanging.
I like
at the
this.
End.
Okay. Amir is so thin, he...
You have to do it.
I'm going to read it as it's typed.
Damn it.
Bob Dylan voice is falling in the wind.
Every part of this episode did not go how I wanted it to. I thought this was going to be the episode that finally kind of reconciled me as the host of the show with Amir and Marika, who are on almost every week. And I thought that you would get a different kind of impression of what this show is. But that being said, it is what it isn't. Would you like to plug anything? Is there anything you'd like to say about you or HeadGum or anything that people should look out for?
No, I'm good.
This is insane. Marika, anything? You're wearing a glitzy, what is it, glizzy?
No, but...
Glitchy?
It's not glitchy, but I am wearing a HeadGum shirt, and you can buy HeadGum merch, and through the 13th, all of the money is going to a Black Lives Matter-related organization. So that's cool.
Good. I got some merch. It's very comfortable. Do you think it was the Campfire Confessions thing? What was it? Where was the turn in this episode? Because I thought it was going well.
I was surprised that he stuck around for as long as he did.
I honestly was too.
For sure.
I mean, I think right off the bat, it was a little jarring with the song.
Mm. So it was the song?
Yeah, I would say that probably set his mood
also,
to sour immediately.
I loved the rice thing, but I think he didn't really like it.
And that's not just because you got a lot of money from it?
No, I love to guess the price of rice.
Cool. Okay. That makes me feel better. Woo! That made this whole thing worth it. That absolutely justified the past half hour of all of our lives. Thank you guys so much for listening to the HeadGum Podcast. We appreciate it. Listen to Newcomers Season 2. The first episode just came out a few weeks ago. Listen to Review, If I Were You, Buckets, NADPOD, all the shows on the network, right, Marika?
Yeah.
What's your current obsession on the network? What's something that you would currently
I always love The Complete Guide to Everything. It's one of my favorite shows. Those guys are really funny. There's a lot of of 10 years of episodes to dig through if you really want.
They've been doing it for 10 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
That's your future.
I'd love that to be my future, to still have a show on this network, even by next year, let alone in 10 years. Thank you guys for listening. Marika, where can people find you?
Twitter, I guess. I don't know. Insane. Marika Elon. What?
people, somebody just made a shout out to Claire. I don't know her last name, but she just made a Marika fan cam.
Someone did make a fan cam, which was very... I loved that. As someone that spends a lot of time looking up like Veep and Silicon Valley fan cams on Twitter late at night, it made me very happy.
So shout out to Claire for that one. And then our Claire, do you have anything to plug? I know you're not, by choice, not really a public personality, but would you like to plug your social media? Anything, any charities that you'd like to direct people to? Anything?
Yeah, buy HeadGum merch, because then you're getting some cool clothes and donating to charity at the same time.
Definitely
doubling down on that.
Yeah. Namaste. We'll see you guys next week. And arrivederci. Chi. That's where you guys say chi. Fuck.
That was a HeadGum original.